Hi folks, when I just tried to upload some new videos to continue the work, it read this here. You reached your upload rate limit. Please slow down. I'm probably blacklisted and pinklisted everywhere now. So you won't hear from me for a while, in spite of the fact I have a lot of important videos to make for you all. So when you first see this video here, weeks or maybe even months may have passed. I will just continue to edit more videos now, as I have a momentarily place at a fan's place to edit videos. I'll upload more videos when this upload rate limit has passed, if there really is one at all. And when the YouTube strikes have passed, and there'll be another 2 weeks on CIA by the end of June, and another 3 months on Homeland. I don't trust BitChute because they don't even have a computer with huge expensive massive computers, servers and all that as YouTube in San Bruno has. But they use a P2P or peer-to-peer system that even the US Navy will have you court-martialed for when an operator would log into a peer-to-peer website, which is in fact the biggest spy tool, easily bringing government trojans into your computer and thus stealing and destroying your data, or even doing a false flag saying you did it, you know, like threatening somebody or, you know, the kind of things, yeah. It's a war against humanity, against those with critical thinking, and against those who share their critical thoughts and proofs. So you have to get your intel right in a war about where the enemy is and what he's doing. Therefore, the necessity to think several moves ahead as in a chess game. And what Tavistock is good at, or the UK 77th Brigade cyber soldiers controlling the internet for possible tangos, terrorists, nationalists, lone wolves or critical YouTubers. The 77th are in the Denison Barracks in Hermitage, in the Hermitage, in the county of Berkshire. That would be Berkshire for the Americans. Just as BitChute are in the same county of Berkshire, in Newbury, Berkshire. As a matter of fact, Newbury is just down the road from Hermitage, which makes BitChute practically neighbors with the 77th Cyber Barracks. And it's all next to Oxford, where the elite of the elite are based, and its famous Oxford University, lots of pedophile feudal boarding schools, etc. Yeah, look. Here's Newbury, where the BitChute is, and here's the Hermitage. And this is only 5 kilometers. I just looked at the map here. This is 5 kilometers in a straight road, which is leading you right here. So, and there's this road here, the A34, is leading you to Oxford, which is not very far either. But this, you can walk this. It's 5 kilometers. What is it? 3.5 miles. Or 3 miles. So, when these are supposed to be the biggest, like, enemies, if you like, you know, Hermitage, where the army is, who are supposed to be looking for these ones here in the internet, from the BitChute and all the guys on there who are in Newbury. So how come these ones looking for these ones and these ones trying to dodge these ones? So how come they're only 5 kilometers from each other? You still believe that? Come on. And there's not only the geographical fitting, but also the chronological. The 77th Cyber Brigade was created in January 2015. And right after, in the next year, BitChute. It's like proton mail, to have a safe mail for those who feel being watched. Well, did you know that proton mail is Swiss? And developed by CERN, Geneva, the particle accelerator, where the entire internet was born. You know, the CIA, they're based in Switzerland. It's all controlled opposition, Lenin, all over it. Oh, you spent 15 years in Switzerland, eh? Or 20 maybe. It's all Lenin controlled opposition, and they know we want something like privacy in our correspondence or a new censorship-free video platform. Let me repeat it to you, what Swiss Lenin said. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. BitChute, Proton Mail, etc. When all of a sudden the masses all run somewhere, like Proton Mail, BitChute, I have this little voice inside, like, damn, where did I see this happening before? And look at the name and their logo, the bitch part. Well, we all saw that, eh? And I hope the various ladies here saw that too. The shoot part is like in a parachute, from the French word to fall, chuter, parachute. So all you bitches will be falling, eh? Or fall into the trap. I mean, bitches, like, you know, like you say that in the army, like, you know, like, as well to the man, you see. So the word itself has quite some military slang in it. Well, no wonder, being based next to the 77th barracks. Maybe some Brits pay him a visit. And, hey, well, you only need one bus ticket, eh? As you can walk the distance from BitChute to the 77th. And look at the logo, red and white for the Templars, out of whom all military organizations came from, and for Pharaoh's red and white house, and a red circle for the compass, Freemason concept of three. And it looks like the red circle is pivoting here to open a door or crack something open, probably your computer. At least Demolition, damn, what's the name again? Well, anyway, they have real computers and real servers, but France is not America. And they probably have just little computer servers with a small capacity there for the upload rates. All these extra problems are energy sucking, and I'll chill out the next evenings with some Hollywood movies and screen them for secret symbols, which they always do, to mark its origins, of which I will show you some more in this film here. So it won't be altogether that boring. And I'll release this film by the end of June on CIA, when after 3 months my strike has been forgotten, but probably not forgiven. In order to bypass the censorship, I will title all the following videos Intel 1, Intel 2, 3, 4, etc. Without description data and without tags. And as much as the Dailymotion servers are not overheated, I will upload at Dailymotion. While using YouTube here, for your comments and discussions, as Dailymotion has no comment section. The overheated French discussions blew up some of their servers, from what I've heard. So here in the Hollywood film called One in the Chamber, you see the Templar's cross in the umbrellas. Just like in the film Resident Evil. This is not a coincidence. And even more, because afterwards they're gonna show this here. So not minutes later, but only a few seconds later, they show this here. It has absolutely nothing to do with the film. Why do they show it? Because this means, this is a pyramid, the pharaohs, in a circle for the concept of three, for the compass. So this means that the Knights Templars, they come out of the pharaohs. Just a few seconds afterwards, not more than 10 seconds. Nothing to do with the film. In this film here, called The Last Knights, they show a huge octagon and a little one. All these armies, all these knights, it's all octagon. It's real. Watch my film, Octagon, The Empire of Darkness. So here in the same film, The Last Knights, you can see the medal hanging around his neck. At the bottom of the video, and it shows the square and compass. You can see the square, the whole thing is in a square, which is the concept of four, and it has two triangles for the concept of three, which is the compass, which I explained in some other videos. So it says discriminating compass, and it's the same thing I just showed you in the pyramid. It looks really the same here. The base of that pyramid was a square, and you saw those triangles in it, you know, like fitting together like these the sides next to each other, which you can see here. I'm sorry for the Arab letters here, because if you want to watch a good video, you know, you just put a title or, you know, anything, a theme you want to see, you put it in the Google Translator in Arabic, then you put the Arabic in your Google, in your YouTube, and you can see all the nice videos. No, they let the Arabs just do what they want, you know, there's no control. I mean, I don't think it's because they can't control the other letter types, the language. It's just the way it is, you know. I'm not allowed to use the word because of the censorship, but you know the word, you know. Well, and of course here in the film Resident Evil with Mila Jovovich. You can see the big Templar's cross also at the back, you know, in an octagon. It's octagon. And it's the same they just showed in the that other film. I think it was in Russia, where there was the pyramid and the umbrellas. Well, that was the Umbrella Corporation, just as this one here. Why do they show it in all these videos? Well, it's the Templars. They're ruling the whole world, right? It's the Templar system. Octagonal, octagon. Believe me, octagon is real. Yeah, the Umbrella Corporation, Resident Evil, eh? Well, who are the residents and who are evil to them? Yeah. Well, we are the residents of this earth and we are evil to them. That's what they say. They have to combat us, like with the Templars. That's what it's all about. Yeah, the Umbrella Corporation, so the slaves can even walk around, you know, with the symbol of the enemy, you know, like on badges, jackets, t-shirts, for keys, key holders, well, you name it. It's crazy, you know, so you walk around with the symbol of the enemy on your chest. Yeah, look, some more Umbrella Corporation here. And this is what the Templar Sodomists gang, what they do, you know, they have the same moustache, the same uniform, just like Edgar Hoover with his, well, I'm not allowed to use any words anymore. I don't know how to describe it with the censorship. Well, you know what I mean, eh? This is in the film Kill Command. I think it's from 2016. You see here these robots, they're killing humanity and they're called SARS. This is SAR-001 and they've got 002, a whole bunch of them, eh? And Tsar in the Demotic, as I told you, it means the king, the pharaoh, right? As in the word Tsar, Caesar, Nebuchadnezzar. Well, watch my film, The Swiss Beast. I'll show it to you there. And like in a sarcophagus, which is a box to put the king in when he's dead. And these things are the king beasts, you know, killing humanity. So they use their pharaonic word, the enemy within does, Tsar. For the ones, the kings, killing humanity. Well, they are the SARS. It means Pharaoh is killing humanity. That's what it means to them. It's everywhere. They like a dog pissing in the street, they're leaving their messages everywhere. And here in the same film called Commando Kill or Kill Command, I don't know, I see different names. Well, you see, it's all blue for the war, right? It's in a Templar's V with three on one side and three on the other side. That's the concept of three. It's all like it's a V-shaped, like the head, you know, these Tsar pharaonic humanity killers, eh? And there's the circle for the concept of three, for the compass. And this is because this is them. The concept of three, the compass, is them. I explain it in my films, yeah? Why? And we are the concept of four, the square. That's why the square doesn't show on the beast. It probably shows somewhere else in the film. You know, definitely. Here, I give you a better pick of it here, a better screenshot. So here you see the SAR, you know, like in the abbreviation mode, like SAR, for Son Altesse Royale, which is the official title of Prince Charles, Su Altesse Royale, His Royal Highness, you know. And they're killing us. They say it openly. They want to kill us here. And they are going to kill us. They're doing it. So stop waiting for, I don't know, for some holy energies or a holy divine whatever. I can't even say the word, you know, because of the censorship. You know what I mean? Wake up and stand up, you know. There's nobody's going to help you. No divine powers are going to help you. This one is interesting too, this picture. Gendarmerie, it actually means gendarme, the people with a gun. Jean, les gens, it means the people. And they are the countryside police, like in the cities you've got a police municipale, a police nationale. And why do you think they, so in France, yeah? So why do you think they put a circle around the G, right? The G of the Freemasons, like within the square and compass. And on the thing on top of it, it forms an oval in the middle. You know, it all has a meaning. Why put a circle around the G? Well, it's all Freemasonry. And there's a lot of policemen, many, 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 who are really Freemasons. Here, in the Akkadian language of Mesopotamia, it says King of the Four Corners of the World. In the Akkadian language, it's Sar Kibrati Arba, or Sar Kibrat Erbeti. You see the word Sar, meaning the king. It's all pharaonic. That means Mesopotamia, you know, Babylon and all that, it is pharaonic. It's not Mesopotamia that was before. No, it's in the language. Egypt and the pharaohs were before Mesopotamia. And actually the word of a corner, the four corners, is in Latin is canton. Like in Switzerland, they have cantons. And here in Argentina in 2017, there was a guy who had an amazingly Nazi treasure in his house. And you see there the Sphinx there with together with the Nazi, with the swastika. So there must be a connection, you know, between the pharaohs and the Nazis. As I explained to you in my video, like the Swiss Bees, Home of the Devil. And the connection is the Knights Templars. So you see the Nazis, they even put a pharaonic Sphinx on one of their marble sort of things there. It's not for nothing that they do this, eh? Here you can see that again. So that means, that's why they call it the Thousand Year Reich. You know, they wanted to last for 1,000 years. So the first Thousand Year Reich was pharaonic. And this is the third one, eh? It's all connected. They've been ruling over us for 2,000 years. And they want to kill us all. Here you can see a picture of the Alpina Lodge in Zurich, Switzerland, where Hitler got initiated in 1923. You all see the pentagram on the in the building, and it looks a bit like a pyramid with the ball of the world domination in it, with an octagon fountain in front of it, and a statue of Helvetia, which is a representation of ISIS. So look carefully at the pentagram. You can all see that. I can give you a screenshot of it if you want. There you go. The pentagram, satanic symbol, in the Zurich Lodge, the Alpina Lodge, where Hitler got initiated. There you go. Well, it's all interconnected. It's the same ones ruling for thousands of years. And they want to kill us all. It's interconnected. You see it? The same signs appearing, you know, in the old age, in the prehistoric age, now. Even the Nazis, they had this sign there, the Templar's cross. The Joseph Mengele connection in Switzerland and this terrible Swiss serial killer who went to the United States and God knows what he did there. It's all connected, eh? So on the right-hand side, you got Thomas Nick. We did a terrible crime on the day the Swiss They terrorized me and my entire family. This guy, he murdered an entire family while the police should be there protecting that family. And at the same time, they terrorized my family and me. It's the same bloodline. I mean, look at the guy. It's the same. Mengele was living in the north of Switzerland, just as this guy here. It's the same. No pity for his victims. Completely cold crimes. And they think it's normal, you know, it's all perverted and all of this. It's a connection. It's pharaonic connection, folks. It's all connected. Hey, Swissy.